This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, the Tuesday morning edition of our broadcast, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, the Talk America Radio Network, our Mega Talk radio stations, and leading independent stations at or near our nation's military bases. And a big shout out to George and the gang at GCN Live Network, and around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Now, thank you for your service to America, plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, and 911 dispatchers. Thank you for your service to America. Check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, here is Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Okay, what is going to happen today with Lieutenant General Mike Flynn?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
I would imagine that either the charges stand and he and the judge gives him, you know, 90 days probation and maybe a fine, or the judge throws out the charges. I mean, that's really where we are with it.
Well, that is exactly what most people are thinking, that the charges will be dropped. And when that happens, and that includes the Ukrainian agent stuff, all that is going to be tossed out because of the way the FBI and the DOJ got the information.
Well, the way they got it is not illegal. So... it was a casual conversation. It wasn't really a formal inquiry. So, Flynn knew that virtually every one of his phone calls with Kislyak were, captured. And, there were all kinds of calls with Kislyak, according to the 302 that was released late yesterday afternoon. All kinds of them.
Mm-hmm.
The main part of the telephone calls occurred, I guess the ones that are particular note, was when Flynn and his wife were on vacation in the Dominican Republic on December the 28th. So the calls, there were five calls the same day, and apparently, there were that many because of the bad connection. The cell phone reception was apparently not good.
Mm-hmm.
There were other calls of apology because, somebody happened in a plane crash, something else happened and something else. And, so I would be very careful in exonerating, Flynn entirely. His responses to many of the questions were equivocal.
But what if they do?
What if they do what?
Just exonerate him and say, you are free to go. All charges have been dropped.
It is what it is. And
okay.
Nothing else.
Yep, because that's very apt to happen. By the way, the United States met with the Taliban yesterday in the United Arab Emirates. I wonder what happened there. I have not heard anything other than just they had a meeting.
Well, you're not going to. These are part of just negotiations. So we don't know where we necessarily stand with our, you know, are we, this is, I think, of either the second or third meeting. And this one also involves, a Saudi, Pakistani, and an Emirati representative, as well as the United States. The Taliban didn't come out and give any kind of a statement. And there was really just a situation where they just confirmed that the meeting happened. Afghan officials are not expected to, they were not expected to attend this meeting, which I think is a colossal mistake. I mean, you know, this has everything to do with Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think the Taliban is setting the tone for these meetings, and we're complying. And I think that's ridiculous, personally. But anyway,
Canada, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, has said that they are looking for a way to get out of the multi-billion-dollar arms deal with Saudi Arabia. What say you?
I think it's ridiculous over, you know, the matter with Khashoggi. It's ridiculous. Then if Canada's going to take that posture under some kind of, you know, exceptional human rights value, then Canada can't do business with Russia. It can't do business with China. It can't, you know, you see what I'm saying? I mean, you have to apply that to every country that is, that violates human rights. So be careful what you do, Canada.
Well, we need to be careful, too, with what's going on in Syria, because our top administration officials, including our president, are scrambling, literally scrambling, to head off a threatened Turkish attack against the U.S. Kurdish allies in northern Syria, which the president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, has said that they're in danger of an imminent assault.
Well, somebody in the United States needs to tell Erdogan to go sit in the corner and behave. And that's just where it comes down to.
Well, would we risk the confrontation with Turkey if they decide to take on, and then we called in our air support? And by the way, here comes the music. So save that thought. Okay, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we take this break. And don't forget, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, to our stations all across the country. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch. Always a...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
.7, 103.1, and AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Trot on over to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on that big logo link that's right there. Take advantage of the free gun a day giveaway and also see how you can get $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member of the USCCA. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
A lot of things going on here. The Washington Post is reporting Russian trolls targeted Robert Mueller, but it doesn't say if they got anything or not.
Well, and trolling is just really what you put out there. You keep planting seeds to kind of rile people up that follow, you know, certain accounts on social media accounts. That's what trolling is. They're still trolling today, by the way. So they continue to have, you know, paid operatives in, I guess, St. Petersburg or Moscow, wherever they may be, to continue to add chaos and conflict and division here in the United States. There were actually two reports that came out on the study, on what Russia did and is still doing by two distinct different groups that have nothing to do with the U.S. government. So I was trying to get through some of that yesterday, too. Both of those reports are pretty lengthy. One was from the U.K. and another was from a private organization here in the United States. Again, both non-government personnel to make it, I would say, kind of a neutral report, so it wasn't somebody that was, you know, like a Democrat or Republican by a long stretch. So that's still going on.
Now,
and they're looking at their followers and what they have to say and where things go, going all the way back to what we knew as Pizzagate.
Mm-hmm. Well, the United States and South Korea have failed to agree on a bigger South Korean share of the cost of maintaining U.S. troops there in South Korea. And as the U.S. military warned Korean workers, they might be put on leave if no deal is reached.
I'm not sure I understand what you just said.
Okay,
why would we tell North Koreans we'd put them on leave?
South Korea. Did I say North Korea? South Koreans. The U.S. military warned the Korean workers they might be put on leave if no deal is reached. We have a lot of these people working on our bases.
Those discussions are, I would say, rather lower-level discussions. That is not Pompeo-level discussions.
Nope.
But I don't think we're going to make any kind of changes to our footprint in South Korea until... we get through some of the other things, the other breakthrough items with North Korea. So I wouldn't get too terribly excited about some of that.
Well, it looks like the commander of a special Marine Corps task force says the conditions on the ground are improving for the return of the U.S. diplomatic mission to Libya 6 years after the devastating attack on the American consulate in Benghazi left 4 Americans dead.
Okay.
So apparently we can expect any time to hear that our embassy is back up and running over there.
Well, first of all, we shouldn't even be in Benghazi. We're supposed to be in Tripoli. So I don't think that we'll necessarily go back to Benghazi anytime soon.
By the way, 750 active duty service members deployed along the U.S.-Mexican border in Texas and Arizona returned to their home bases, according to U.S. Northern Command. That leaves behind now predominantly all military police, which are backing up the Border Patrol down there.
Correct. And support. Correct.
Yep. And we did hear from one of the representatives in Tijuana yesterday that 370 people have been arrested for drug activity and violence in Tijuana.
Correct. Absolutely correct. There's all kinds of new criminal activity since the caravan is there, and Tijuana mayor and other, you know, government officials in Mexico were really quite upset about it because Tijuana is known as a tourist town and it's turned into something that is not helping the whole tourist industry. So pretty upset, and rightly so.
Now, a next generation of air superiority jet for the U.S. Air Force, known by the service as penetrating counter air, could cost about $300 million in 2018 per plane. Now, the Congressional Budget Office is looking into a new study here. Why do we need another plane when we just now got the F-35?
Well, we don't know which one they're necessarily, you know, considering.
They're
so
not telling
us. I can't speak to that one. Don't know anything
I wonder why we need another plane. And by the way, the Army, Navy, and Missile Defense Agency are all failing to take basic cybersecurity steps to ensure that information on America's ballistic missile defense system won't fall into nefarious hands, according to the Inspector General from the Defense Department, who did a general audit.
You know, I concentrate a lot on foreign cyber activity against the United States. And I think I have a handle on it, and then I find out that I don't. And for the sake of listeners, this is probably one of the worst things that we have facing the country virtually every day. In fact, there's a organization that came out yesterday, outside non-government organization that came out yesterday, that essentially was offering free service, free cyber audits and free software and service to small and medium-sized companies because that's how bad things are. Because it infects, you know, all things here in the United States because of connectivity. You know, a small business or a medium-sized business may have relationships with other larger businesses, and the next thing you know, there's a hack, and then it just kind of has a domino effect. So it's bad. It's a very bad situation here, to the point where our government may even have to have a wing that does nothing but help and have a major team that helps businesses here in the United States protect themselves.
Now, the Washington Times editorial board wrote an interesting article yesterday about it's time to finish the wall. They said Democrats feign concern for taxpayers who would pick up the tab, but a glance at the cost of illegal immigration demonstrates that the nation can hardly afford not to build it because the nation spent $2.4 billion just to cover the cost of illegal immigrant women bearing their children in the United States.
Pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the full tab is estimated, and I was finally happy to hear the number, although the size of the number I can't really compute, and that's $178 billion a year.
Wow.
$178 billion a year. I'd like to see what's actually inside that number, but I would tell you that if you look at $178 billion, it can solve an awful lot of budget crisis issues. So there really truly needs to be some kind of a hearing on the Hill where it would take it to the point where the Democrats have to become, you know, in cadence, lockstep with the Republicans on this issue.
By the way, the House Dems are seeking quick action on gun control in the new Congress, knowing full well that it's not going to go anywhere, but they're definitely trying to require federal background checks on all firearm sales, part of a broader attempt to advance long-stalled gun control measures. And they may bring it to the floor, but I don't believe it'll get passed in the House, and certainly not in the Senate.
Yep.
So what are you going to write about today?
I'm probably not going to be able to write anything. I've got two radio interviews I got to do myself and a couple other things later in the afternoon. So I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to fit in anything.
Well, just do what I do. Say no.
Okay. I guess.
If it's not within my window, it ain't going to happen. All right.
Exactly.
We got to run. We got to run, yep. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with our next military report. The Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Air Force. We'll tell you all about what they're up to. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. James Comey, the former FBI director, back on Capitol Hill testifying for almost 6 hours at a hearing before House Republicans behind closed doors. Comey takes the opportunity at a news conference to rail against President Trump, Republicans, and Fox News. Topics at the hearing reportedly include the Steele dossier, Mike Flynn, and Hillary Clinton's emails. Ohio Congressman Republican Jim Jordan.
You can just go to last week where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn. And there's a host of other things that he did that just weren't consistent with how you're supposed to do things.
And a miserable day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 507 points. The NASDAQ down 156. And the S&P 500 falls to its lowest level in more than a year. The S&P down 54 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Keep calm and listen to AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, in this edition of our Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, the other right here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. And as always the case, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You betcha. And by the way, if, listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end, going-nowhere job, looking for a better way, looking for a great career for yourself, then I've got a great way for you to start. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy's got two locations, One in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. And the other is right here in Clearwater, Florida. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying in-demand job as an aviation maintenance tech, a very in-demand job. Now, check them out online. Schedule a tour, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, and for more, listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Welcome back, everybody. Everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps infantry major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But, Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down, and that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi and the things that we still go through today, and that bond and that power of human connection that we share. It's just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing to me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class, okay. So it was just one session of officer candidate school on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. And I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, it's a pretty unforgiving environment. And I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander and a company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do. But it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain. Down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
Well, now that leads us to going to Iraq. When did you go to Iraq the first time?
2004 as a captain with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company, and we were over there for almost 9 months at the time, and then we came back, and during that time I was over there, my daughter was born, so I had left my wife 7 months pregnant in the driveway, Virginia, and then came home to a five-month-old daughter.
Well, let's fast forward now to Ramadi, because somewhere along the line you picked up this young man over here, Sam, who became your interpreter and one of your best friends. Tell us how that got started.
Well, when we were thrust into Ramadi in 2006 during the surge strategy, it was essential that we had interpreters. And I think this is something we learned along the way. I don't recall it being a part of everyday practice throughout the war up until that point. And we really figured out it was a critical vulnerability. So Sam was one of many interpreters that was assigned to my company, and we pulled them from contract companies. But before they got there, they had been subjected to the same brutality of the insurgency, having their homes burned down, threats of murder, kidnapping, intimidation. And Sam can attest to this. This isn't just urban legend. I mean, these things happened.
Yeah, Sam, tell us about your involvement with the Marines with Scott's company.
Well, in 2006, exactly, sometime around July, the terrorists, they came to my house, my parents' house, and they dropped an envelope with a letter inside of it and a bullet. It says, infidels, you have 24 hours to leave, otherwise you'll be beheaded. And that was during the Civil War when it started in Iraq. So I come from a wealthy family, used to be a wealthy family. I didn't need even to work. But then we pretty much lost everything. My dad lost almost everything. And my friend, Ford, and he was my neighbor, and we grew up together. He was like, hey, man, we lost everything. We have to do something about it. And I'm like, sure. There was only pretty much two options for me. Three options, to be exact. One is sit and do nothing. And the second option is grab my dad's gun and go outside to the terrace and try to shoot them. And I'm pretty sure they will shoot me before even I get the chance. Or I would get shot by Americans because they will see a kid carrying a gun. And the third option would be working with Americans and helping them get against the terrorists. So that was the goal. I signed up with Americans. And when I signed up with the contracting company, they were like, hey, we got many places where we can send you to. I'm like, sure, you got it. And like, they, like, I want to be with the U.S. Marines.
Well, on behalf of a grateful nation and my listening audience, we want to thank you very much. We know the difficult job that you interpreters have had to do. We're very glad that most of you, Scott, I believe, were able to get out of the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success stories like Sam and Ford that came out, and I work with so many veterans with what I do, and there are so many great success stories. Sam's, I think, my shining example, and Ford, too. I mean, he's back in country as a senior-level Department of Defense interpreter now, and still serving our country. And I love to say that. It gives me chills to say our country. Because
and we're going to announce citizens. That Sam is a recent new USA citizen. Congratulations for that. We're very proud of you for that.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be part of this great nation.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And we need more like him.
Yeah.
Scott, we need more
absolutely.
Like him. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be right back with more with Major Scott Husing, the author of the best-selling book, Echo in Ramadi, and his interpreter, Big Sam, Sam the Man. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
In glass, into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time to hop on a boat and go out in the bay or out in the Gulf, because it's one of those days where we've got all the beach and boating forecast news for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. Today, Tuesday, it's going to be a little cool because right now it's 53 degrees in Tampa Bay, colder to the north. The low here in Tampa Bay is supposed to be right around 50 degrees. The winds right now are calm, but they will be picking up, and they'll start out this morning about out of the north-northeast at somewhere around 5 miles per hour. We'll have a high about 70 degrees, and then this afternoon, the winds will pick up again and be anywhere from 5 to 15 miles per hour. The seas will have a light chop with 2 feet. We'll have a Gulf water temperature of 64, bay water temperature of 65, low tide coming in just a few minutes, 4:58 a.m., and a high tide coming at 11:19 a.m. Lots of sun today, lots of sun. And tonight, Going to become partly cloudy. Low tonight around 52. Light and variable wind. There'll be a 20% chance of rain, mostly after 4 p.m. tomorrow, with increasing clouds and a high near 72 degrees. So that's where we're headed right now. And Wednesday night, the chance of precipitation looks like it's going to be about 80%, because the winds are going to be coming through Thursday night and overnight Wednesday, with gusts of 10 to 14 and some reported gusts as high as 23 miles an hour, when Thursday the chance of rain is 100%. All right. Well, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you these beach and boating forecasts. And regardless of where you're at in the country right now, listen up, because you've got a tremendous opportunity that I'm about to tell you about. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, it's got 168 locations across the country. And right now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is giving away a free premier membership in their boat club for 1 year worth $7,500. All you got to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com, the website. Sign on. And when you do, a drop-down menu will drop down. It'll be the entry form. It'll say name, email, phone number. That's all you got to fill out. And good luck, because the drawing will be after December the 19th. You've got till December the 19th to register. And sometime next week, we'll be telling you who won that free premium one-year membership worth $7,500. This is a big deal, because it's a seven-day-a-week membership. And it has reciprocity all across the country. So just because you become a member down here doesn't mean you can't use it somewhere else in the system, because you can. Now, if you have any questions for the Freedom Boat Club about membership and selling a boat, because they might just buy the boat you currently have, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And remember, the other thing about Freedom Boat Club that I really like is the fact that all their locations here in Tampa Bay, and I got 18 of them, they're all beautiful, spotless, excellent locations, excellent harbors. Check out the one in Crystal River. If you don't like that one, come on down across the bay. Check out the one down here, St. Pete, Tampa, over there at the east side of the bay in Ruskin. A lot of different places where you can go. And I'll tell you what, they are a fun group of people to be with, as I have found out over the past several years. Now, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com is the website. Sign up for the free premier one-year membership worth $7,500. You can't go wrong on this one. You can't go wrong on this one. This is all there for all the right reasons. I'll tell you that right now. Now, let's take a peek over here at a couple of things that are going on today. And I'll be talking about this with Ron Edwards in the next hour. Today, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn goes in front of the judge. There's wide speculation about the fact that he will be set free and all charges against him drop. We'll see what happens. By the way, somebody sent me this, and I'm going to tell you about it right now. In the past 2 years, President Donald J. Trump has made incredible progress on putting America first. Number one, the highest number of detentions by illegals, or of illegals, by ICE since 2001. Number two, 4 million new American jobs. Number three, they've withdrawn from the globalist Paris Climate Accord. Number four, they revived manufacturing jobs, which Obama said was impossible, remember? Number five, he decertified the Iranian nuke deal. Number six, held historic peace talks with North Korea. Number seven, saw his travel ban upheld by the Supreme Court. Number eight, passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which has had the economy just moving along. Number nine, appointed two Supreme Court justices. And number 10, ripped up the job-killing TPP, which, of course, was not doing us any favors. And it's clear the president is eager to do so much more to truly make and keep America great again. What part of better off doesn't part of America understand when they say that we aren't any better off? They obviously don't know what I just told them. And it's all true. It's all true. And, oh, by the way, Sandy, good morning to you. Thanks very much for pointing that out to me. And it's always fun to have the listeners chiming out different things here and pointing out different stuff. Because we talked yesterday, and I've talked about this several times before, that 86% of the federal spending is on autopilot and does not require annual approval from the Congress. So actually all they're fighting about right now is 14% of the budget. All the essential, all the entitlements are all paid for. Nothing's going to slow down. All the checks are going to be there. And that's a good thing. By the way, essential workers are all going to get paid. What are essential workers? Oh, gosh, I don't know. The mail, the military, Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and so on. All essential. All essential. They're all going to get paid. So there you go. And it's all good from where I'm sitting when you take a look at the big picture, because here in the United States, you could cry and gripe and moan and just be an egotistical SOB, if you know what I mean, or you can pick yourself up by the bootstraps and say, hey, I like America. I'm an American first, and I am going to do something about it. There you go. I am going to do something about it. So there you go. And it looks like Oregon is going to get a Dave Bray concert up there, Salem, Oregon. Matter of fact, I think I have an affiliate up there in that area. So thanks for sending me that, Sue. We'll see if we can get him on the air up there with those folks. After all, it is what it is. Okay. Now, coming up next hour, we've got Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. Bottom of the hour, we'll have James Stratton from the Tampa Bay Trump Club. And he'll be on telling you about what's going to happen tonight, because they've got a meeting over at Mug Sports Bar and Grill. He'll tell you who the guests are going to be, who the speakers are going to be, because they do have a national speaker coming in tonight. I'll let him tell you about it. All right, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across the country from one end to the other, as I like to say, from sea to shining sea, from border to border. And I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.